right in there, I think. Right south of Bath, right in there. Bath, right in that part of it.
And your kitchen.
Yeah, well, you put a little wall in after it. It's part walled off.
Okay, what about this thing that's running around the front of the house? What do you call that?
This is porch where we are here. And then we have a carport over on the side there. For large enough for two cars.
Do you call this any special kind of porch?
No, just except porch. About the best room in the house in the summertime.
Okay, what about, do you have any idea about your house when you were a little boy?
Where I lived when I was a little boy.
Or where you grew up?
It was, let's see, it was six-room house. And a hallway. It was six rooms and a hall. Three bedrooms, and a living room, and a kitchen.
You
want to
just sketch that room?
Almost a square. This would be the front of it. And you'd come back down that far and then come in and come out this way. And you had a hallway down this way. I don't think it'd go like that. And this was a living room and this was your bedroom. And a hallway and this a bedroom here, and another bedroom, and a dining room, and a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Why don't we check this tape again, because have a feeling.
It might be stuck.
About we have. I have a funny feeling about it since we put this pencil in it. Go ahead and keep talking. That sounded good.
The fireplace. Now, all we had to use was just your open fireplace. Or might have had a little old kerosene heater they used occasionally, but that wasn't very satisfactory. Fireplace largely.
What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through in the fireplace?
Chimney.
And what about the opening that's down in the front part of the fireplace?
They are round. The opening is a jam, and then down the front's a hearth, what I always call it. I have known people that kept that whitewashed. Did you saw? Go to the ditch bank somewhere and get some white mud, and I kept it whitewashed. It would dry out to be real white.
Did you use anything in your fireplace to hold your wood up?
Use andirons. It held it up, and they stood up in front too. It kept it from rolling down.
Is that the only thing you've ever called them?
No, I've known them to be called fire dogs.
Well, do you know why people ever call them those?
No, I don't. I don't know. I guess just in different sections, they call them different things. I see you can buy one now. It's made like a big dog. I think Columbus Ironworks makes a big one. Fire dog, it looks like.
But you've always called them andirons.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
Do you call that that strip that rolls right across the top of your fireplace that maybe you put pictures on?
Yeah, a mantle.
What did you say?
Mantle.